Hi, I'm Mel Majoros. I am a 2-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. Imagine being diagnosed with cancer. And not just that, a rare form of cancer that even the doctors aren't sure how to treat. Well, that's what happened to Paul Poth. He was only 38 years old in November of 2007, and he was diagnosed with bile duct cancer. He was told by the head of oncology at Mass General his cancer was rare and virtually unheard of for people at his age to get. He fought hard for 2 years and passed away in August of 2009. And now his friends Carl and Mike wrote a song about him. They wanted to honor him. Unfortunately, he didn't get to hear it. They played it at his eulogy. And we're here to talk to Carl and Mike tonight about Paul, about his love for life, about Target Cancer, and about HappyEndingSongs.com. We're talking music today, and I have Carl Bishop and Michael Goodenow. How are you gentlemen today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Great.
Very well, thank you.
And so this is Carl on the left and Mike on the right.
Oh, yes.
If you're listening in stereo.
Yeah.
Excellent. So we're talking music, and we're talking TargetCancer.org. Tell me a little bit about TargetCancer.org.
Target Cancer is a foundation that was started by my friend Paul Post, who unfortunately succumbed to bile duct cancer in August of 2009. And he began it because of his love for music and the music scene in Boston in particular where he lived, and also because he wanted to help benefit the studies of rare cancers that are underfunded, the study of which are underfunded, and so among, you know, which is the same type of thing that was affecting him, they didn't have a treatment plan for his type of cancer for someone his age. So he, you know, in figuring this out when he was getting treatment, he said, well, this shouldn't be the case for people, you know, no cancer should be underfunded, no cancer study should be underfunded.
Right.
So his whole reason for doing this was twofold: to advance that cause, and also to use his love for music to be the thing that propelled the cause by having the music that he loved on a website where people could download music and benefit the foundation.
TargetCancer.org, your friend passed away, and you wanted to do something to help him out. He started it, which is fantastic. Now tell me what you're doing right now to help him out.
Well, you can talk about the song, right?
Yeah, so the song was actually written for Paul. The song that we have up on the website was written specifically for Paul. Carl went up to Boston to visit him, and it was actually during one of his better spells when he was feeling better. And I remember Carl coming back. We got together for a writing session, and he felt really positive, and he was really happy. And that song came out in that event, and that's why, like, listening to the song now, it is definitely a sad song in hindsight, but it was a really hopeful and happy song when we wrote it for that reason.
Yeah, it actually, I was taking the Amtrak back from Boston to New York, and the words came on the train, and I got back, and I think we wrote a couple days after that. Mm-hmm. I brought you the words, and we wrote that song very quickly.
Yeah.
I remember the music coming very quickly, and it was...
Yeah.
It was so right, and it felt so right, and I said, this is great, and I've got to play it for Paul. So I did get a chance to play it for him before he passed. So that was mostly that made it very more gratifying, or very much more gratifying, to know that he had heard it.
Oh yes.
And the worst gig, but yet the most important gig in my life, was playing it at his memorial service.
Oh.
So one of the good parts about that song was that he got a chance to hear it before he passed, and he really, really liked it. And he said, I want this on the Target Cancer release. Whatever we do, however we do it, I want it on there. Because, you know, the whole vision of the website wasn't realized yet. He didn't know if he was going to release the CD or press vinyl or do whatever.
Vinyl. All the kids today will be like, what are you talking about?
No, that's why he was going to do it. And he heard the song. He loved it. Because Mike and I wrote it really quickly, it felt so right. But then, unfortunately, the next time that it was played, in front of people. It was at his memorial service, and that was really the toughest gig I've ever played.
Oh, I believe it.
But it was also very cathartic. It was also very important to play it. I was very, very, it was the most nervous I've ever been playing any show, because I was playing in front of his family, which is really my family too, and his friends, and all of my family, and not to mention the fact that, you know, there's this little box that holds his remains that is, like, in front of the piano, and, you know, I couldn't think of a more difficult way to play, but it was good because I realized I had an opportunity to do something no one else in that room did.
Right.
And no one else had that opportunity. And doing it publicly is very important. When, like, you know, I don't want to get too much into, because I have never experienced it, but I can't imagine having that disease. And it's really nothing you can really, you need to talk about something as horrible as that.
You do.
But how do you do it? You can't just bring it up at a dinner party.
No.
You need the forum. And unfortunately, that was the forum, but it was the best possible forum, and it really helped me heal, you know, get me towards healing, or help the process, because it's not just one day or one month or whatever. It was a good thing in the end to be able to play it.
Did he know that he was, I don't want to say terminal, but what was his stage? And
he, I mean, at the point when he heard it, it was about 6 months before he died.
Oh.
He's
done a lot of experimental programs and drugs and stuff like that. So he was able to,
Hope.
Right. He certainly did. And he had a lot of good points or good times and some bad times. Unfortunately, it went downhill once the summer hit.
Right.
So,
I'm assuming since he was a musician and friends with you guys, he maintained pretty much a positive mental attitude throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
Even though it's, I mean, it's so hard. I mean, I've met a lot of survivors through this, and it's just, I've known people who they say, yeah, well, they gave me 6 months to live, and that was 8 years ago.
I know, but they gave him 5 years, and that was 18 months.
Oh.
Diagnosis to death.
Wow.
You know, so, and he was aggressively treating the entire time, which is, you know, a full-time job and a terrible full-time job.
Right. Exactly. I know. It's the club that no one ever wants to be a part of.
That's right.
And then you find people like you, and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, so the name of your song is Happy Endings.
Well, no, yeah. the name of the band is Happy Endings.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. And the song is Through Your Eyes.
Through Your Eyes.
And it talks about how he has always been the clear vision in my life, always had a clear vision of, you know, he's the advice man.
Okay.
He was a great mediator in the law firm that he worked at in Boston. And he was always the fixer. And he was always a great negotiator. And always somebody that saw the larger picture and saw what was best for everyone. Not just how to win and how to gain, but how to have everyone get their best result from whatever situation they were in. And he, throughout my life and throughout our friendship, we've known each other since we were in kindergarten. That's when we met. And he was always there for me to, you know, tell me, you know, hey, maybe you should consider this, or maybe that person's not really, you know, trying to do that to you. Maybe you should look at yourself, or maybe you should, you know, try saying this. He was always my guide, and that's one of the words, mm-hmm. in one of the lyrics in the song. And so I was saying, I see my life through your eyes.
Oh, wow. Now he's in Boston, and you were in New York. Do you have mm-hmm. that? Did you have that whole Yankees Red Sox rivalry? I have to ask because I grew up in New Hampshire.
This guy's Mike here is the biggest Red Sox fan in the room, probably on the block.
I currently live in New York, but but my heart's definitely still in Boston. When I met Carl, we started working together, I was living there. He was living in Connecticut at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He moved to New York. I knew that the only way to make this whole thing that we've been working towards work was to be in the same city and be able to work together all the time, which is what we do now. So I made the move, and for other career reasons,
mm-hmm.
I made the move to New York. And it's funny because nobody here really cares about baseball until they win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If they don't win, they don't care about baseball. But in Boston, it's a full-time job no matter what's going on.
Well, and you know Mike and Paul were both huge Red Sox fans, because there's pictures of Paul and Mike standing next to each other at the beach with battered Boston Red Sox baseball caps on.
Excellent.
That they've been wearing for years. And so that was the connection with mm-hmm. those two guys.
And I find it, when you find something like sports, because I'm a big hockey fan, and ironically enough, I lived in New England, didn't really get into the Bruins, but I got into the Kings when I lived out in L.A., and I'm sure that he was able to watch sports and follow that and have that, like, help him out.
I bet. Yeah. I bet so. And the music, of course, was also very important.
Oh, yes.
The great thing about this, and I should say that righttracktunes.org is the download site. Targetcancer.org is information about the foundation where you can donate money.
Excellent.
Through PayPal. But righttracktunes.org is the actual download site where you can go and see the songs. And we're still up there for the month, so far in the month of March. We're not going to be, our song, Through Your Eyes, is not going to be up there too much longer because they're going to switch out and, you know, create traffic, hopefully, by, you know, having a lot of different stuff.
And we're currently in, like, really good company.
Yeah, yeah.
So other tracks that you can download, there's a brand new one that no one's ever heard except for this by Weezer.
Excellent.
Which he knew.
He knew one of the members of Weezer.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
awesome.
That's how that works. And Ween is up there, the Donnas, Cowboy Junkies, Dean and Britta, Linda Thompson, Mike Viola, Buffalo Tom, Drug Rug, and the Gravel Pit.
Right.
Some of the other bands that were sharing the stage with.
And it's a great site set up by a wonderful webmaster, Michael Colombo, who is a good friend of Paul. So the nice thing about this is it was a family operation, and it's amazing how when, you know, you look at the people in your life that can assist with something like this, you really do have more resources around you than you realize.
Oh, you do.
And you realize that when you have a disease, and also when you're motivated to do something huge, like even with this band. When you look around you, you're like, wow, we've got this friend who has this wonderful camera, and he'll shoot this video with us.
Yep.
And the resources are around you. And in Paul's case with Target Cancer, Mike Colombo, a good friend, designed the website, figured out the interface of how to download the songs and how to, you know, make everything work. And his wife took over the managerial side of it. And, you know, all these other friends, his friend in Weezer, got Weezer to donate the song, and, you know, hooked them up with Surefire, a wonderful PR firm, and, you know, this whole thing came together. When you look around you, you reach out, and, you know, you don't try to do it all yourself, but you can't in any case, no matter what your situation.
Now, are you going to be playing out with any of these bands, or I'm looking at righttracktunes.org right now. It's a series of concerts and events.
Yeah,
so tell me a little bit
about it. The goal is to do events, concerts, art openings, and a whole slew of things. And we would love to be on a gig with Weezer.
Right.
Yeah, I would be okay with that.
Meeting Rivers Cuomo would be
I'd let him open for me any day.
Oh, excellent. There you go. But right now, that's the plan?
That's the plan, yeah.
Excellent.
There's no specific date.
Carl Bishop, Mike Goodnow.
Mm-hmm.
HappyEndingSongs.com.
Yep.
Right Track Tunes is where we can find your music and all these other great bands, Weezer, Ween, the Donnas. So am I going to get backstage passes when you guys make it big and everything?
Absolutely.
Fly me out in your private jet?
You're first on the list.
Excellent. Yes. Excellent.
No, I'm serious. And anytime, and we'll be coming up to Boston. We don't know exactly when.
Okay.
We want to do it with a full band. That would be the optimum, but we can also do just Mike and I, because we can just do that.
Yeah.
And it'll still sound great, but we don't know yet, but we'll probably get up to TT's or Middle East or something like that pretty soon.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually not in Boston anymore, but
LA.
No, I'm actually in Michigan.
Oh,
I've been everywhere.
Well, where do we play in Michigan?
Yeah.
Tell us where, we'll be there.
I'll find out. I'll email you after the show and find out.
The place where the music happens, we'll book a gig.
Excellent, excellent. That's great. And would all of your profits go towards targetcancer.org?
Everything that we do, it's profits. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
everything that we do and every dime that song generates, when we actually start, we don't have a label yet. But
right.
When we do, we're going to try to work something where maybe like a tenth of each record sale or something like that, or for, you know, a portion of, or somehow, we work out where that song benefits, you know, targetcancer.org, so we can sort of pull that song out of the record, so to speak.
Right.
And have that song make the money for Target Cancer.
Excellent.
So, and hopefully, you know, the more...
So David Geffen, if you're listening...
Yeah, right.
HappyEndingSongs.com.
Does he do anything else but chase, I don't know, what is he doing these days? He's making movies, is he not? I don't know.
I don't know. I bet your song would sound great on a movie somewhere.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, they don't have a label. So if anyone's out there listening and you need a great band for your label.
Absolutely. So far we've done everything independently. The album came together independently. The band is currently being put together independently. Our tours, our shows, and...
Yeah, all publicity and all videos publicity. And stuff like that, which is great because we really enjoy... We're competent editors, musicians, recorders, engineers, and all that as well. So it makes it rewarding to work on our own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun to have that control, much in the way that OK Go does a lot of their own stuff. And,
yep.
You know, they just, when they want to make a video, they're like, hey, we got this great idea. Let's go shoot this video of, you know, running on treadmills. And
right.
and they do it themselves, you know.
Yeah, and it works. Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm familiar with that, but
it was a viral, crazy viral video that was all over the place. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so they made that video for whatever four treadmills cost and a camera, and you know it blew up. It was very, very, very big, and actually mm-hmm. kind of put them on the map. And you know we're trying to take a similar trajectory right now as far as making our own way in the world.
Right, because when you go to happyendingsongs.com, you can see all kinds of little videos there that, you know, we try to give back.
Yeah.
Right.
To our crowd and to the world in general by making how-to videos that you can view online. The first one being how to write a hit song in two easy steps. And that's only takes a minute, and you can see the video online. And also, how to dress like a rock star.
Oh, awesome.
That we put out, so you can also do that.
And as of the airing of this, we're probably going to have at least one or two videos of our album release party.
Excellent.
Online and ready to go. We're going to...
Which happened last week on Friday night.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's going to be up on the website really soon, so check it out.
We're also currently in... we're getting ready to do a major video shoot for one of our songs where we're going to be performing the song live, bunch of cameras, bunch of lights, bunch of people, and it's going to come out amazing.
And the great thing about it is it's all our friends doing it with us, and, you know.
Much like the Target Cancer website.
Yeah, right.
You know, we're leaning on our friends to make this happen for us.
And they're more than happy to help us out. So
and
it's all a big community of artists. Right.
And I think that's what's also great about the cancer community. I mean, unfortunately, you'll find people who will need your help. And thankfully for Facebook and Twitter, like you'll be able to find someone maybe outside of the country who needs your help, and you'll just rally around them.
Wow, that's great.
You know, because we actually had that kind of happen. I don't want to go into the person's story, but, you know, it's just like, oh, this person needs some help. Well, what can we do? You know, and these are people that I've never met, never talked to, and I'll just hear somebody's story, and I'll just be like, wow, well, you know, maybe we'll get somebody to call them and just say, hey, there's people thinking about you.
Right, and could you imagine something like this happening like 5 or 10 years ago?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
The technology didn't exist.
The technology is, I mean, it's bringing us together. I mean, you know, a lot of people want to say that it's cutting us off from each other, but I completely disagree. Mm-hmm. I think it's bringing people closer together.
I agree. All right, well, excellent. So tell people where they can get a hold of you.
Hold of us at happyendingsongs.com.
Excellent.
And info at happyendingsongs.com. Come to a show. Our events are posted on the site. It's updated daily with pictures, with videos, with music, with all kinds of great stuff. So that's the nexus of Happy Ending Information is the website.
And excellent. You can also go to targetcancer.info for more information about that.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And it's righttracktunes.org for the music download.
That's right. And I expect to hear that a lot of people have been downloading after this podcast airs.
I bet they will if they haven't already.
I mean, what a great thing to honor your friend.
Well,
yeah. It's the best way possible.
The best way possible I can imagine.
Exactly.
Yeah,
not being somebody that I don't know. It just is the best way I could imagine doing something for Paul.
Right.
Exactly.
It's something that he loved.
Yeah.
And yeah, exactly. That's the best thing, especially if he loved, as you were saying, he loved music. So and he loved you guys, and that's just.
Mm-hmm.
How are you gonna bring me to tears? And I'm not a crier, so.
Well, the song will. If nothing else.
But you know, it is good to keep in mind that the song is a hopeful song.
Right.
It's a positive song.
Yes.
In hindsight, with the knowledge of everything, it does come off as being very sad, but it is, it's a positive song, and it's a hopeful song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, and I personally, I find that same feeling to be pervasive throughout the entire album.
Right.
And it's certainly, it's very much so in that song.
Mm-hmm.
Well, excellent. Like you said, he's positive and you're positive, and that's what we're trying to spread here on the Cancer Warrior is positivity, because there's too much negativity in the world.
Absolutely.
Of cancer.
Yeah, there's certainly no need to add to that.
No, not at all. We don't need to add to that. Well, excellent, guys. Thank you very much. I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. This is The Cancer Warrior. You can always find me on Facebook because I am an addict. Mel Majoros, my Facebook fan page, The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com. Check out my blogspot, thecancerwarrior.blogspot.com. And as always, life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com.